Shalom, everybody. In Parsha Shmini, we are introduced to the rules of Tuma and Tara. Not just Tuma coming from the foods we eat or from the foods we do not eat, but also about how we ourselves can become Tame, or how certain objects can become Tame by coming into contact with Tame things. For example, the Torah says, beginning in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Dalet, that a person can become Tame if they touch or if they carry the body of a dead non-kosher animal. The Torah tells us in Parshas Achrimos, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tesvav, and elsewhere, that a person who becomes Tameh must dip in a kosher mikvah. And in our Parsha, in Parshas Shmini, the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Vav, that water in a mikvah can never become Tameh itself. Ach ma'ayan uvor mikveh mayim yihyeh tahor, etc. The Torah says that a ma'ayan, a spring, and a mikvah, a cistern in which water is gathered, cannot become Tameh. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explains that even though we heard just a couple of psukim earlier that water can become Tameh, in our pasuk we are talking about a ma'ayan or a mikvah, a cistern or a spring, which are connected to the ground. And since they are connected to the ground, they cannot become Tameh. And not only that, but Rashi says that we learn from here that a person who dips in these waters, a person who dips in a mikvah, becomes Tahor. There are many, many Divrei Torah and many, many Divrei Chazal about the deep messages behind going to a mikvah, dipping in a mikvah when someone is Tameh. These ideas don't just look at Tuma and Tara as purity and impurity of body, but also of spirit. One beautiful explanation on our pasuk in Parsha Shmini is given by Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, who died in 1815. Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov was one of the early Hasidic leaders in Poland and Galicia. Rimanov is in today's southern Poland, about 250 miles south of Warsaw, right where Poland borders Slovakia and Ukraine, which was at the very heart of Galicia. Rav Menachem Mendel was the Rav in Rimanov, and he was the most influential and well-known Hasidic leaders in Galicia after his Rebbe Rav Elimelech of Lizhansk passed away. One of the Svarim he wrote is called Ilana Dechaya, and it's in that Sefer on Parsha Shmini that Rav Menachem Mendel says the following beautiful idea about dipping in a mikvah. Rav Menachem Mendel points out that our pasuk says, Ach, ma'ayanu vor mikveh mayim yihyeh tahor. However, a spring or cistern remains tahor. Why not just say, Uma ayan uvor mikveh mayim, etc.? What does the word ach, however, what does that word denote here? Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov says that this pasuk hints to a very deep and a very fundamental message about going to the mikveh specifically and about growth in general. The Talmud Yerushalmi says in a number of places, such as Maseches Brachos, Perek Tes Halacha Hey, and the Medrash also says this in Breishis Rabba, Parsha Aleph, Piskei Yudalid, that achin virakin miutin. Anytime you see the word ach, achin, plural of ach, in the Torah, or anytime you see the word rak, rakin, the plural of rak, anytime you see an ach or a rak in the Torah, that indicates that the Torah is limiting something, restricting something, confining the halacha or the concept. And that is how our pasuk begins. Ach ma'ayan uvor mikveh mayim yihyeh tahor. The only way a person can become tahor is if they experience an ach. They must diminish themselves, humble themselves. A haughty person cannot become tahor. They won't allow themselves to humble themselves to such a degree that would enable them to purify themselves. But a person who experiences ach, humility, modesty, will evaluate themselves clearly. They'll look for errors in their actions or flaws in their character. A person who does that willingly, and a person who does that regularly, will dip in the mikvah and purify themselves. Rav Menachem Mendel doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on what he said, that that is why the Torah says, Ach ma'ayan uvor mikveh mayim yihyeh tahor. Why doesn't the Torah say, Ach ma'ayan uvor mikveh mayim yitahar? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Yitahar means that that person will become tahor. But the Torah doesn't say yitahar, but yihyeh tahor. They'll be tahor. Perhaps the Torah is hinting to the following idea. A person who lives their life in an ach way, in a miyut way, with humility, with modesty. A person who lives like that, yihya tahor. They will tend to be tahor. They won't even fall into tumah. They won't fall into sin in the first place. Of course, not all tumah is avoidable and not all tumah represents sin. But the tahara process does indeed require humility. It requires introspection. It requires meditation. And the degree, and to the degree that tumah is avoidable, the Torah says, be an ach. Be a person who sees themselves as small, as a mute, as someone who evaluates themselves and humbles themselves. That person, yihye tahor, that person will be tahor in body and in spirit. Have an amazing day, everyone.